Join Tim and Christina Madden, co-founders of Executive Career Upgrades, on their podcast, The Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. As an executive in today's highly competitive job market, it can be tough to succeed. However, with Tim's nationally recognized career advice and Christina's mindset expertise, you can reach your full potential. Tune in to upgrade your career and get ahead of the competition.
All right. Hope everyone is having a great day today. Hey, we have sound check problems all the time. So do me a favor. Hey, if you're watching live right now, let me know if you can hear me in the comments. Hey, everyone. Hope you're having a great day. My name is Tim Madden. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Executive Career Upgrades, where Christina and I oversee the strategy, right, on how to help directors and VPs and executives, right? How do we get the job, keep the job, and be successful at the job? So we got a great topic for you today, like we do every single week. Want to get started before our topic today. Saw an interesting stat. Hey, so a week or two ago, we talked about what's happening in the market. So if you don't know, lots of people have been let go. More layoffs are planned. Inflation's at an all-time high. So we held that emergency career planning situation. Now, with that being said, I just got another stat, which is 33%, follow me, 33% of professionals in America say they either do some consulting on the side or have a side hustle or basically are doing something in addition to their job just to make it by. Let me know in the comments. Hey, you know, I know. So basically, 33% of people have a second job to generate some type of income because inflation is crushing them. So that's what I'm going to help you with today, right? How can we not stand in our own way so that we can get the job in the marketplace or be more successful at that job? Hey, as always, do me a favor, go leave me a review over on iTunes about, you know, share this with a friend, if you get any value from today. Congrats to all the ECU members who last week, I think we had about 10 offers come in, a mix of receiving offers, pending offers, accepted offers, and lots of interviews as always. So, hey, congrats to the ECU team, clients last week for all of the great things that they are achieving. Hey, as always, if you need any help in your career, do me a favor, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. All right, let's talk about it. Overcoming self-sabotage, how to get out of your own way. Man, these tips are going to help you today, regardless of you're a leader in corporate America. Maybe you're doubting yourself in your career search. You're wondering, hey, should I even target that high? No one's hiring. Man, it's so difficult. Christina's wrote a book about it called The Fearless Executive. It's available over there on Amazon, which is basically, hey, how to get your mind right in this whole career game. But as always, I wanted to pull some definitions from you. So here's what we're going to talk about today. Okay. We're going to talk about self-sabotage. What is it? Why you might be doing it? Signs of it, indicators, and most importantly, how to stop it. You know, as I continue to level up in life and knowledge, here's what I know. Most people, when they think about a topic, they go right to, hey, how do I stop it or mitigate it? When they don't really know what is it, what's the definition, how am I doing it to myself, and what are some of the signs? People always want to go right to the solution when most of the time you have to have a good understanding of the problem. So what is it? You probably heard the phrase self-sabotage before. But understanding what it is and why it happens can make it easier to recognize and work through for yourself. Self-sabotaging behavior is more than procrastinating on a task you don't want to do. It refers to actions or thought patterns, both subconscious and conscious, that interfere with your long-term goals and overall well-being. Experience of self-sabotaging behavior can occur with work goals, personal projects, relationships, and more. Self-sabotage is a behavior, right? More than procrastinating on a task that you don't want to do. Let me say that one more time. Self-sabotaging behavior is more than procrastinating on a task you don't want to do. So why do we do this? Why? Why might we be doing this to ourselves? Sometimes, despite our best intentions, we are our own biggest obstacle, right? I run a church group for men, and we were talking about this last night. So I want to share two topics. We'll go ahead and get right into it now to get started. Is, you know, I heard this quote recently. Me and my friend were talking about it, and we said, rewind your life right now 5 years. Think about the problems that you're currently dealing with, whether they be in the workforce, with your family life. Most people level up each year. You continue to level up, especially in your career, you simply have bigger problems. So one of the things that you could do is, you know, imagine the problems you have right now. Go back 5 years and imagine you had these problems right now 5 years ago. Some of you were a director, maybe making 150K, and now you're going after the VP role. You're upset that you haven't been able to obtain it, right? But it pays $275, right? So remember, it's always good to think about how far you've came. Right? Because this is a long battle. It's a career game. Hey, it's a 40, 50-year battle. Okay. Number two. Okay. So one is, right, think about your problems. Go back to 5 years ago. You would probably love to have these problems. Imagine struggling, making 150, leading a team of this, now massive transformation. Right. So it's important to know how far you have been. Okay. That's just a really, really important concept. The next is, the other concept, we'll actually get to it in a second, but hey, here's why people typically self-sabotage themselves. There are our own biggest obstacles. There are lots of reasons why we might find ourselves acting against the things we want, and recognizing them is the first step to solving the problem. If you're taking notes, that's a good step. Recognizing these signs is the first step to actually solving this problem about how you feel about yourself, so you're not your own worst enemy. I got a couple different ones. Many. Let me see how many I got here. Let's see. Decent amount. First, fear of success. Fear of success. Okay. Why would anyone be afraid of success? For some, success can bring consequences they may not want. Concerns might include more responsibility, greater expectations, or even a fear of failure. Essentially, it's not so much the success they fear, but the added pressure that comes with it. Remember, as you're continuing to level up over the year, with more income comes more responsibility. So if you're trying to climb the corporate ladder of the success game, or you're going after a competitive role because it pays over six figures, because anything over six figures is going to be competitive in the marketplace, okay? It is going to come with heightened responsibility, greater expectations, right? And added pressure. Sometimes going after that, we self-sabotage ourselves because we think we want it, but internally we don't. You'll have to work that out for yourself. Why other people struggle with it. Low self-esteem. You know that voice in there in your head? You're not good enough. There are some days when it's louder than others, but if you're hearing it consistently, it could be a sign of low self-esteem. People with low self-esteem often self-sabotage as a means to make their reality align with their inner beliefs. It's a defense mechanism. If they mess up intentionally, they feel like they're in control of failure, or it's just an expected flaw of their character. One of the challenges of being a successful person is it demands a lot from you every single day. Man, it just demands so much from you. And the more responsibility you have and the better job you have with more responsibility, right, the harder it is. I hope you know that everyone struggles with this. The difference between successful people and people that struggle with this and let it kind of overwhelm their lives is successful people knows that they're going to deal with it every day, right? One of the reasons I'm able to deal with it a little bit better than most people is I've went over so many bad situations through the years, and I came out the right side. Christy, do me a favor. I'm doing a mic check. Some people are saying it's choppy, or the screen's stuck for them. So sorry, everyone. Sometimes we have, sometimes audio is good, sometimes it's bad. Hey, if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, I hope it's good for you. But hey, this low self-esteem thing, okay? I remember, you know, I shared this a while back, and I remember, right? I remember a while back, it was, I was going on this road march. I think I talked about it a couple weeks ago, right? I was going on this road march, and I got halfway down, and I was thinking, I started feeling sorry for myself, and it was cold outside, and I'm like, why am I doing this? I was training for an event in the military. Those periods of low self-esteem and low confidence are going to come, right? Successful people are just able to shut them out. They're able to control their mind. They're able to control that inner voice. You need to be able to learn how to control that. It's one of the hardest things you can do and the simplest. That's how most things are in life. So if you're feeling some type of way, regardless of if it's your leadership, if it's your job search, etc., you have to shut out those voices to tell you you're not worth it or that you can't do it. Some people self-sabotage because of avoidance of the failure. Because no one likes to fail, right? Nobody does. But for some people, the fear to fail is so huge that they'd rather not even try to risk disappointment. It's better to just self-sabotage and have readily excuses, right? To try their hardest and still not meet their expectations. This is really why it's so important to know yourself, right? And to manage your thoughts, which Christina talks about all the time, and really the importance of that. It's so very important. Some people are in a job search, but they're scared about the unknown. Where am I going to go? How's my new job going to be, right? Change is intimidating, even if it's positive. But for some people, they want to stay familiar so they can stay safe, therefore staying comfortable, right? What it is. Comfort also equals nothing changing. So venturing outside of the comfort zone is a new world that most aren't ready to explore. And as a result, they'll subconsciously pull themselves back, self-sabotaging their process, right? So to be a highly successful leader, right, in corporate America, one of the things you have to get over is knowing that change is inevitable and embracing change. And so many people don't like change. Every human out there almost doesn't. But it's important. It's an important tenet of just a successful person. Okay. So if you're dealing with that all the time, okay, if you're dealing with that all the time, you need to, right? You need to manage those thoughts more effectively. And most of it comes from like these worthlessness issues. Sometimes some people don't feel like they deserve happiness or success. It could be due to a past experience or deeply ingrained beliefs from childhood, right? It means that they pull away when they're close to achieving something great because they don't think they're worthy. Man, imagine that. Imagine working so hard to finally get the thing to simply think that you're not worthy of whatever's coming. Maybe it's a new job. So let's talk about some signs of self-sabotage. Procrastination. There's lots of signs, by the way. Being able to stop them is really the second step towards like addressing and defeating them. So we got, these are things not to do, which will crush you. Hey, procrastinate, negative self-talk, right? Self-isolation, perfectionism, avoiding feedback, frequent feelings of regret. These are things that help you remain stuck. We did an activity a couple months ago, I believe, and if you're new here, I would highly recommend you to do this. On one side of the page, I would write down, what is all the behaviors of the least successful person? Try to think about that. Try to make a list now. I'm going to make one with a list of like, right, people, a list of ways to be unsuccessful. Okay. So number one, they probably aren't on time, right? So unsuccessful people are not on time. Number two, they complain, right? Number three, they make a bunch of excuses. Number four, they blame everyone, blame the market, blame their boss, blame everyone, right? Blame market or everyone. We can make a huge list, right? one of the things you need to do, right, is make a list of the least successful version of yourself. What does that person do and not? Then we need to make a shift and say, what's the most successful version? Which is just flipping. Which is, hey, for the four we mentioned, never on time, always 15 minutes early. Complain, hey, solution oriented and never complain. Excuses, hey, always accept full responsibility for everything that happens in the life or in your department, which you are responsible for regardless of who's at fault. Blame the market or everyone else. Hey, if it is to be, it's up to me. Most time, we're trying to work all this out in our head, which is impossible. Successful people journal, they read, they obtain knowledge. I just want to recap some of the tenets, right, of self-sabotage. Procrastination, negative self-talk, self-isolation, perfectionism, avoiding feedback, frequent feelings of regret. You need to write those down. Those are the most common occurrences of self-sabotage. So you need to know, if I'm procrastinating, if I'm talking bad about myself, if I don't want to talk to other people, if I'm trying to get everything right before I do it, if I'm avoiding feedback from people, and if I'm constantly just feeling regret, hey, you need to shift all of those behaviors. You are stuck in a self-sabotaging loop right now. No one can solve this for you, only you. I love it. You're both the problem and the solution. So, hey, what are some things that we can do to help get out of these, you know, critical areas of self-sabotage? Every day, write your goals. Every single day, put your attention on positive things that you are striving for in your life. This is imperative. Write your goals down in the morning. Write them down at night. Most importantly, write them every time you have a setback. What happens is when people get into these mental places of self-sabotage, they have so many negative thoughts in their head. The only thing that can change negative thoughts is positive thoughts. And you need to inject more of them than the latter. Okay? Are you positioning yourself in the best possible way to show up every single day with healthy habits, both physically and mentally? Most people do not. So let's talk about it. Because our daily habits matter. Our body and mind are connected. So we have to nurture our physical health through exercise, nutrition, and getting a good night's sleep and doing things to support our mental well-being, right? If not, it's impossible to overcome the self-sabotage. You have to take care of yourself. One way to do that is finding an accountability. I have one. Sharing your goals can make a difference when you achieve them, but choosing a buddy who can support you when needed, they'll also be there to celebrate the wins and successes with you and hopefully keep you motivated. It can be a trusted friend or a mentor, right? This is one way to help mitigate it. And number four, hey, just get help. Maybe you need a mentor, a coach, a book, a training. There's just phenomenal resources out there for you. But so many people stay stuck in their own mind. Why? Because they don't know what is self-sabotage. They don't know why they might be doing it to themselves. They don't have an understanding of some of the signs of it. And then they don't know how to manage it. Literally every single thing you need to learn in life, business, career, finances, everything. Number one, first, understanding truly what is it, right? Why it might be happening, some signs, and then resolution. Life's very simple, right? But we overcomplicate it, right? We overcomplicate it so much as humans. Let's recap on what we talked about. We talked about what is it, why we might be doing it, signs of it, and how to stop it one more time. Okay? How to stop it is don't procrastinate. Don't talk bad about yourself. Don't isolate. Don't be a perfectionist. Don't avoid feedback. And don't have these frequent feelings of regret. Okay? So one thing we can do to improve it is becoming present with these behavioral patterns, right? Monitoring our self-talk with these positive loops or positive affirmations, right? Supporting, doing things to support our physical and mental health, healthy habits, reflecting on our dreams, finding an accountability or seeking. sometimes during periods like we're in right now, it can be even intensified. I'm not saying overcoming self-sabotaging behavior is a simple thing to do. Most people struggle with it their whole life. Okay. I urge you now, though, I gave you some strategies where if you can implement, it can significantly increase your situation. Okay. And I get it. Hey, if you're going after a new job right now, you're trying to be successful at your job. Sometimes it's hard to see the finish line. These are things you have to do every single day so you can continually see that finish line. So you don't keep like self-sabotaging yourself and putting you in just a worse situation. Hey, everyone. Hope to see you next week on the Executive Career Upgrades podcast. As always, if you need help, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Till next week. Have a great day, everyone.